Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we're going to talk about how working on the internet and some things that you need to consider about working on the internet is how, or networking on the internet is to think about what social networks are out there and how can they benefit you in your business. The purpose of this is because as you think about it, that there are a number of ways to market yourself on the internet, places like MySpace, places like Facebook. How many times have they always talked about how these were things that were available where young kids went in, put up their personal lives and their journals on these sites, but you can also use it as a way to market yourself and build your business because professional people, wherever they go or whenever you look to meet people, you are always introducing yourself to them. You're always giving business cards. You're always telling them where to find you. And today, without a website, you are not considered in business. So you have to think about using the internet and marketing on the internet as another aspect of building your business. Just like the normal ways of marketing yourselves and sending out the brochures and the newsletters that you have or even your e-zines. The purpose is that today, people don't just use the yellow pages or anything where they have to hold it. They automatically go to Google and they research. So what you want to do is increase your opportunities to be found on the internet. You do that by writing articles. You do that by putting together audios and videos and putting them on your website. There are even online magazines that you can join and subscribe to where you can have a page where you submit your articles on a daily basis, or you can go and put up TV shows or something where people can see you. How many times have you thought about or that you have a TV show that you love and watch on a continual basis and almost feel like you know that person because you see them on a continual basis? Well, the same concept works in how you market your business. And just like you go to the Chamber of Commerce or to festivals and places where you automatically have a 30-second presentation of who you are and what you do and how you can help someone else with their business, and you give them your business card. Well, today, in today's marketplace, because almost everyone who is in business has a computer and they're on the internet doing researching, then you need to think of ways that you can introduce yourself to them on the internet and get them to the point where they almost feel like they know you in the same way that you get to know people that you're in your networking groups. Like if you're in Leeds Club or you're in Power Corps, you go to those meetings and you tell someone who you are and what they can do to help you and what type of service you offer and what type of client you're looking for, and then they refer that person to you. Well, in the same way, you need to think about using the internet to do the same thing. Because you're trying to get your ranking up, because today if people don't know where to go, then what they're going to think about is they're going to go on the internet and they're going to put in certain keywords as to what type of business they have or what type of service they're offering. And you have to think of what are keywords that you want someone to think about or remember while they're researching. So think about things that you can do that can help you to grow your business and do networking. And getting involved with things like Leeds Club helps you and Power Corps helps you to grow your business, but there are a number of places like Academy and Rise, or even MySpace, that you can go and you can post your something, a picture about yourself and a little bio or profile about who you are and your business and what type of clients you're looking for. And you can ask people to actually refer someone to you and help you to grow your business. So there's lots of things that you can do to help yourself on the internet today. But you need to think of ways that you can use those things to really help you benefit. And what are some of the things that you really want to do to grow your business? And how can someone help you or assist you? On the internet, you do networking just the same way like you would do networking on a regular basis. And let me go through and list some places that you can think about where you can go and post and join in places that you can join to do social networking. There's eCademy, and that's a business networking place that you can go to. There's also another one that used to be called, it's Ugata, and they've been changing their name, and there's business networking groups that you can go to and use on a regular basis. So you need to think of different things that you can do for yourself to really grow your business. Now, I've written articles on a site that's called helium.com, and if you have anything that you've written, it's a good way to not only post it and get your rankings up, but it's also a good way to help you to grow your business and grow your recognition. Because whenever you get on these sites, if you put in RSS, which is a feed, then it will help to get you listed or increase your ranking on Google. And the higher you rank on Google, then the higher you're going to be out there ranked for other people to see you. Now, you've got some sites like BlogFather that you can go on and post some blogs. You have BlogLines. You have BlogStream. These are just a few ideas of some things that you can think about on where you want to go to help write articles and increase your exposure for your business. There's also one that's called Direct Matches, and you have to be a member of them and pay a monthly fee to go out there and network with their members and build your business through them. But there's a number of others that are free that you can be on, where you can also go in and do the networking that you want to do. And let me give you a site that you can go to that if you're researching joining affiliates and selling someone else's products, that you can get an idea about what other people have had in experience with these companies. And that one is Solixter.com. And what you can do is, if you even have had some bad experiences with different programs out there, then you can go on this site and you can let other people know what you think about those organizations. And think about, like, if you want to go and put your name into Google and find out exactly what your current ranking is on Google, it will give you an idea about how many times you come up based on the different organizations that you've been involved with. For instance, I was on a group that's called New Net Friends and had posted to a lot of different groups in on their site. And so whenever my name comes up, I could probably find 10 or 20 different listings from that particular organization that I was involved with for a good 6 months, and would go on and post into their groups on a daily basis. So think about it. If you're doing this on an online magazine where you're posting articles, and every time you post your article, it goes to the front of the page, and then Google picks it up, then it's going to keep picking up your name, and it's going to keep moving you up the ladder into the rankings. And The lower your number is on Google, the higher your ranking. Don't think that because you're ranked at, say, 560,000, that's good. That is very poor, because that means there's 560,000 people above you on in that particular site. Now, there's another area that I've, another place that I, several places that I've been told where you can go and write articles and post them, and they will increase your rankings. That one of them is Gradoo Lens, and another one is WordPress, and it's as much because of the different things that they have been able to achieve with them themselves, and the things that they've been able to do to help others think about writing articles. And you can go into MySpace and even Facebook and join groups there and post anything that you have that you're a part of that you want to bring other people into that you think they could benefit from. That you can, but you also want to be on something called LinkedIn, because you can go on there and you can post what schools you've graduated from. You can list what companies you've worked from. It's a good way if you're even looking to get hired on in a contract with different people and different sites. Then it's a good way to promote yourself. And there's a site that's called Real Coaching Radio Network. And different people have have posts on there, and they also have articles on there. And now, let me tell you some other ones that I've been involved with. There's one that's called The Power of Leverage. There's some that's called the social network called WebRing. And there's WAH Results or WAH Results. There's also one that's called White Buffalo Calf Pipeline. It's just, the thing is, the more that you're on these different sites, the more that you can write, the more opportunity you have to increase your ranking. And that's the biggest thing of what you want to do when you do networking on the Internet. You want to think of things that you can do that can help you grow your business and figure out where you want to be in the next few years, or even the next year, and how to grow your income. It's all about increasing your income, and that increase of that income is how you can think of ways that you can improve your lifestyle. There's today we don't have the jobs are not there like they used to be. Companies are outsourcing. I recently came across a program that was called Outsource Secrets Revealed. They were charging $1,500 to teach you how to outsource business and where to go if you are looking to, if you are a solopreneur, an entrepreneur. And one of the reasons they're doing that is that they're selling it, but they've gotten together 12 different people. They're made audio tapes or DVDs of these different people speaking. Then what they've also done is they've gone on there and they've written a book. Well, that's a good concept, but it's also common sense, because corporations have been doing outsourcing for years. This is not anything that's new that's out there. So what are you going to do to help yourself by marketing yourself on the Internet and helping you to grow your business? So think of the things that you can do that can help you. How can you incorporate Internet today? If you don't have a website but you have a business, then no one's going to find you. You need to think of things that you can do on the Internet. The Internet has become the new social networking medium. That is why, when you think about it, the world has gotten smaller. You have corporations that have contracted with India and Mexico because those people are not in unions, so they're willing to work for a lower wage, and companies have been able to increase their profits. Now, I know that recently there's been a number of places here in Atlanta that, with all this building going on, that they've been using a lot of the Mexicans that have immigrated here. Plus, they've also been using non-union people. So what does the union do? It goes and it sends people to go, pays them $5 an hour, their non-union people that they've hired off the street, to go stand there and hold a big poster or pass out flyers to people who have no interest in it. The purpose is what's happened is that companies have found other ways to get around hiring union people because they've really outgrown, the union has really outgrown its usefulness in helping employees today, depending on your job, because sooner or later, you're going to get to a point where the corporations are not willing to increase those wages because they got to keep their, or they want to keep their money with the executives. You'll hear the executives making millions and billions of dollars, but you don't see where the common person has made that money. So there's a lot of things that have been going on that you need to consider. And other options, just because you have a job somewhere with a company, that's not stable. So the next option is to do or have a job where you're actually using the internet to market yourself. If you want to be someone who is an independent contractor writing articles, you can go to places like iFreelance or Elance. And you can register with them, and you can post information about who you are and what your experience is and the fact that you're working from home and what you would be willing to pay to someone to contract with them so that you can be doing the work that they need. And that was what the $1,500 program called Outsource Secrets was about. It was teaching you how to go and outsource if you own a company. Well, even if you work from home, you have to think like a corporation does. They will hire people to go out and do certain jobs for them. Instead of having a room where in their office where they have to put 10 phones in and hire 10 people at a certain salary and have them sit there calling all day, what they have now done is hired people to work out of the homes, given them the computers, and then built in software where they are feeding in that information to those people in their homes, where they sit at home and they dial the phone and they make the calls, and because it's being fed in through the computer, they don't have the chance to take the time to go and take the breaks that someone would take if they were sitting in a telemarketing room in an office in a building. So as you can see, corporations have cut back and outsourced work. So why are you not thinking of doing the same in your business? Because when you have your own business, you can't be doing everything unless you are on limited funds and need to initially grow your business, or you have to be creative in finding ways to get the money. So maybe before you actually become your own business where you're outsourcing work, then maybe it would be best for you to go on sites like Elance and iFreelance and register so that you can promote your service to someone else who needs someone to come in and help them to do work that they can't do themselves because they are managing their business. So you need to think of different things that you can do that can help you to increase your income. For a while there, as I was getting my business off the ground and doing the things that I needed to do, I was registered with iFreelance. And because part of what I do is my business is to write articles, I would go on there and I would subcontract with companies to write their articles for them. And it brought in a nice little side income for me. So as you can see, there's many ways that you can do things. And there's places like Craigslist where you can go and post information about your business. So So there's lots of things that you can do if you think about it and plan correctly, and how do you want to grow your business, and what do you plan to do to help yourself. Today's marketplace, the companies out there, they've cut back, and they're really not willing to pay the kind of salaries that someone wants to pay. And there's also a story that I tell when I teach people about about the different generations and where the marketplace is today. And that story is, if you think about it, when the Europeans first came to this country, the employee was loyal to the employer, so the employer was loyal to them. And my mother always talked about Uncle Bonnie. Uncle Bonnie lived in the high rise and worked as a janitor, but he also went to the steel mill, and he was willing to work for free until the owner was able to pay him a salary. So he did that. So what happened was, when the owner died, it was in his will, they could not fire Uncle Bonnie. They had to let Uncle Bonnie work until he was ready to retire. So he worked until he was in his 90s, and then he worked until he was in his 70s, but he lived to be 99, and he used to winter in Florida and summer in New York, where he was where he lived, and spent most of the years. Then that was the generation that came over from Europe, and they're generally considered the first generation because they came over at the very beginning of the 20th century, right when there was a big influx of people coming to this country. Their children are the first generation born in this country, were the ones that fought in World War II. That was also the beginning of the corporate environment. So many of them went to work for the corporations, worked their way up into management, retired with a gold watch after 25 years, and Social Security. Well, as you know, Social Security is now kind of gone by the wayside, or rather, you can't live on it and live comfortably because the cost of living has risen. And so many of them are having to go back into the workplace. Teenagers cannot find jobs today because what's happened is that a lot of the people in middle management and upper management who have lost jobs were older, so they couldn't go back into the corporations at lower levels, so they can go into the jobs that many of the young teenagers held at one time. Now, their children, which were the baby boomer generation, they came in at the tail end of the corporate environment. Many of them worked 15, 20 years with the corporation, and it was assumed when you went to work with the corporation that it was a guaranteed job for life. So what happened was, a lot of places like IBM and AT&T, when they started cutting back and are looking for people to be part of the group that would be willing to leave, then they would offer you a buyout package. And that buyout package could be where they continue to pay you your salary that you've been getting for the next 6 months to a year. Plus, it would help you also to have the health care insurance that we all need and desperately have use of if anything happens to us. Well, today, when companies let you go, they're not offering buyout packages. They're just basically telling you, you're gone. So that was the tail end. And many of them, especially people who worked with IBM, became independent contractors and consultants, teaching other people how to use software and would contract to develop software for small companies. Then you have Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Xer. You no longer have a guaranteed job. If you get out of school and get started with a company, your maximum time with the company is 2 to 5 years. So you need to plan on what other careers are you going to look at and what other careers are you going to have. So using the internet is another option. And going into MySpace and going into Facebook and even using companies like eCademy or even Direct Matches, it can help you grow your business and your service but you also need to be thinking of other ways to market yourself. And social networking and getting in groups is another way to market yourself without having to put a lot of money up front. So whereas if you wanted to start a business of your own and you were going to get a brick and mortar place, you would have to have $250,000 to $350,000 in the bank, because you would have to guarantee that you could cover expenses as far as paying employees, getting your products. Then you would also have to think of lights and telephone. So when someone outsources work to you, then you have the option, by being self-employed, of taking that off of your income tax when you file it. And when you file self-employment tax, you need to file it on a Schedule C and of a 1040. And there's other things that you can do. You can take off the lights that you use during the time that you're working. You can take off the expense of your computer, or even if you have problems with it and have to have it repaired, then you can take off parts of those things as expenses that you need to need for your business. So there's lots of good reasons to be in business for yourself on the internet. So we need to think of other options today than what are the norm. And really, using the internet and using social networks is another option that you can think about, because you want to think of things that you can do that can help you grow yourself on the internet and grow your business. So what and how can you help yourself to expand in the future, and think of some things that you can do that can help you to grow? And where are some places that you can go and put yourself out there and promote yourself heavily, get involved with these organizations, use the normal ways of doing business, because you also need to keep sending out the brochures. For many years, it used to be remarked for someone that was doing seminars that the more you send out these brochures, the first time people will throw it away, the second time they'll look at it, the third time they'll keep it for future reference. So you need to think of other ways, because it may take you more times of connecting with people on the internet before you can build a relationship with them, but that's what your whole goal is, to learn to build that relationship. And the longer you get to know people, the better you get to know them on the internet, the better your options and capabilities of growing your business on the internet. So what are some things that you can do to help yourself to grow? What are some things that you can do that can help you to promote your business? And how can you use the different social networks that are out there to really help yourself expand? So what you want to do is think of how much self-confidence do you have in yourself? How can that help you to get out there and really promote yourself in where you are and where you want to be and where you expect to be in the future? So let's all go out there and think of some things that we can do, because the internet has changed the business and its own business world. It is only going to be changing in where you are and what you're going to be doing in the future. So it's up to you to think of some options that you can do to help yourself. And what are some of the options you can do to build your exposure on the internet? And how can you utilize the social networks available on the internet to help you to increase your contacts? Because even when you're in business for yourself, by being on these social networks, you can have someone that you've met that may be deciding to have a niche market that you need to help promote your business, that you can work out in a barter service where you can trade off services and help someone in the things that they need to do to help them grow their business. So what are some of the things that you want to do today that can help you in the future, and where do you expect to be down the road and what you want to do and where you're going to be. What are you going to do to help yourself in the future to grow that business for yourself? So what we want to do is kind of get you to think of some things that you can do to help yourself and increase your niche market, also to increase your exposure to people on the internet. And what are some things that can help you to increase your exposure and grow your business? So since we are now getting down to the last few minutes of the show, what I would like to do is also remind you to come back next week when I have a guest speaker who called Jim Manton, who wrote the book, The Secret of Transitions, How to Move Effortlessly to Higher Levels of Success.